You're tuning in to Taco Tuesdays with Nutso and Chuck the Rap Star, brought to you by NerdReviews.com. So without further review, let's taco about it.
Welcome to Taco Tuesday. Wait, what was that?
That's what LeBron does.
Oh, yay. He tried to steal us.
You ever hear what LeBron does? He goes, Taco Tuesday. Yeah.
He tried to trademark us.
No shit?
Yeah, he tried to
trademark. Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
And everybody got all pissed off. Like, you can't trademark Taco Tuesday.
It's impossible. Oh, well, yeah. We wouldn't be able to do our show if it was trademarked.
It's not even that. I think he thought he created Taco Tuesday, even though he ran it at a local taco shop.
You know? He was at home one day and eating tacos, and he was like, you know what? No, it'd be great Taco Tuesday. I came up with that. I totally came up with that.
You know what's funny is that it's more like people just taco and it's the T, right? So what would be like a Wednesday thing?
What kind of food?
Wonton well, Wednesday?
I was going to say Well Wednesday.
Well.
Eat whales.
Well, you can eat whales.
Eat whales Wednesday. Wow. Watermelon Wednesday?
Whoa, I like that. Watermelon Wednesday.
Watermelon Wednesday.
A hard one is Thursday.
No, it's Thirsty Thursday already.
No, because that means something different.
Tootsie Roll Thursday.
No, it has to be TH. What's a food that starts with TH?
Oh, it has to be a TH.
Yeah. Thirsty Thursday.
I mean, Taco Tuesday is not TU.
But it's a T and a T. Taco Tuesday. Meaning, yeah. So when you do Tootsie wonton roll. Or watermelon Wednesday, see, it has to start with the... Thursday. Oh,
so you're saying it can't be Tootsie Roll Thursday?
No, it needs to be has a TH, like a Thorito or a hamburger.
let's start Taquito Tuesday or Taquito Thursday.
We'll go with Taquito, yeah, sure.
Or Tequila Thursday.
Yeah, Tequila Thursday could work. How about Fridays? Fridays could be
French Fries Fridays.
French Fry Friday. Yeah, actually, that just goes right there. Frenchies and Fridays. Yeah, French Fries Friday. How about Saturday? What do we got? Saturday.
Yeah, funnel cake Fridays. When we go back to Fridays.
You just want
funnel cake. No, because it's funnel cake.
You I just really, want funnel cake.
I really do want a funnel cake because I got robbed of one like 2 weeks ago.
No. Wait, did you get robbed at like gunpoint robbed? Or like,
no,
you
no.
just didn't get a chance to get one.
I misread a text message and thought a funnel cake was coming my way.
What did it say?
And I almost took somebody else's funnel cake because I thought it was mine.
Wait, how was it gonna come your way though?
Well, you know, I sent some people to get some churros,
okay.
And I saw people leaving the churro stand with funnel cakes. And so text message was like, yo, give me a funnel cake. And then it turns out that we didn't have funnel cake in the budget. But there was another associate with us that got a funnel cake for themselves. So when they came back, I was like, oh, cool. Then we got back to the hotel room and I was like, I'm about to fuck up this funnel cake. And everybody was looking at me crazy. Like, bro, that's not your funnel cake, you fat fuck. Like.
Yeah, like, I mean, you can't just eat it because somebody else brought it.
And then I felt extremely stupid because I really started licking the frosting on the funnel cake.
You are the worst.
And just, it wasn't my
funnel cake. Funnel cake.
It wasn't mine.
That sounds horrible. I mean, it sounds fun, but horrible.
As we sped off of our weekday meal plans, funnel cake Fridays. I really do want a funnel cake. I got robbed of one.
French fry funnel cakes. Saturday's a hard one, man. I can't think of Saturdays, to be honest.
Saturday. Saturdays?
Sausage Saturday.
There you go.
Sounds like something different. and then Sunday, just Sunday, right? Sunday.
Like, oh, no, you can't just...
I gloss over. I gloss over
Sausage Saturday. Oh, that sounds terrible. Yeah, sausage Saturdays.
Sausage Saturday in West Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
It's always Sasha Saturday in West Hollywood.
I'm sure it is.
Sundays is easy.
And San Fernando, apparently.
Yeah. And then Frisco.
Yeah, there you go.
People call it like restaurants. Hey, buddy. Is you guys having Sasha Saturday? Sorry, sir. So this is a Chinese restaurant. Oh, you guys don't have sausage?
You have the Sasha Saturday special?
Yeah. I was wondering if you guys had Sasha Saturday special. So we have Wonton Wednesday. Oh, no.
Yo, I promise you that should be a thing now. Wonton Wednesday.
Wonton
I'm down.
Wednesday.
And oh, you can do Sushi Sundays.
Sushi Sundays. That's right. And then you follow it up with Sundays. See?
Yeah.
Have a Sunday after
Sushi. Sunday. Sushi Sunday. I don't know. You know, I tried that once. It isn't.
So basically, we've given Mexicans 2 days, Taco Tuesday and Taquito Thursdays. And
tequila.
They get an option. On Wednesday, watermelon and wontons.
That's great.
It's an odd mix.
Great mixture.
Friday, French fries and funnel cake.
I love funnel cake.
Saturday, strictly sausage. And yeah. Sundays are sushi and Sundays. But we were missing Monday.
We don't have Monday. What do you want to do
Monday? Monkfish.
Monkfish. I don't even know what a monkfish is.
It's a monk that eats fish, and you get the monk and you eat a monk. Now Mondays was different. Yeah, Monday. Muscles Monday. If you like fish, I guess.
No, those don't appeal to me. They remind me you go meatballs.
Yeah, meatball Monday. We gotta give Italian something. Meatball Monday.
They already have Saturday. Sausage Saturday.
Sausage could go anyway.
Meatloaf Mondays?
Is that Italian?
Is that just beef?
What do we count? Who gets the meatloaf credit? America?
You want to Google it?
I think America gets the credit.
Think about it. Like Mozzarella Mondays?
That's Italian. Another Italian thing.
That is.
Italians own Monday. Italian-owned Monday.
Yeah. No. Muffin Mondays. How about that?
Mushu Pork Mondays.
Mushu Pork.
Throw it out there, man. Have some Mushu Pork on your Mondays with a muffin.
But you have some
mozzarella.
You definitely seasoned the question here. Who invented meatloaf?
Yeah, like who gets the? Because everybody gets credit for food. Tacos, we just associate with Mexicans, right?
Let's fire up the Google machine,
right? And then we associate hot dogs with America and things of that nature. Like no one takes credit for watermelon.
French people made up meatloaf.
French? Yes. It's a French dish?
That's what it says.
Maybe we can't do meatloaf
17th century France featured loaves of chopped meats.
Wow, okay. So they put the marinara and they did all that. Maybe the breadcrumbs. And I doubt they did that shit. That's so Italian.
Marinara.
I'm going to get to Italians. We're going to swap it over to... Oh, it's ketchup, not marinara.
I was like, marinara.
It's ketchup. That's why it is the French, because the French fries, ketchup, it all circles back around.
Yep.
S'il vous plaît.
Apparently, there's a band called Meatloaf.
Well, there's the singer Meatloaf.
Is that what it is? Never heard of it.
No. I would do anything for love, but I won't do that. You don't know?
No
that
kidding.
Song?
That's Meatloaf.
It's Meatloaf. Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Meatloaf Mondays, Taco Tuesdays.
Is that going to be our taco truck menu? Meatloaf on Monday. Tacos
No. We're just tacos. You can only get tacos here.
That's it.
Yeah, different tacos. You know, like shrimp tacos. You want meatloaf in your taco? What do you want meatloaf in your tacos? That's not a bad.
It's just a beef taco.
Well, but you have the ketchup.
So you're telling me you want the meat with the breadcrumbs and the ketchup wrapped in a tortilla?
Is a taco just the tortilla and then whatever's in it counts as a taco?
I think a taco is like a Mexican sandwich, but then there's a torta.
No, but I'm just saying, can you make anything a taco just because you have a taco shell?
Yeah. You know, there's the ice cream choco taco.
Oh,
that's my favorite.
Ooh, and that's a waffle cone.
It was so good.
It is so good. Taco Tuesday. So, but I was just thinking about, you know, people get credit for food, and like I said, tacos and Mexicans and French with fucking meatloaf.
Meatloaf.
Hot dogs are straight American food. I mean, hamburgers and hot dogs are American food. Canada has their bacon and they pour syrup on it.
Maple syrup.
All right. And then you got Spanish. It's tortas. That's where the Spanish people come in. They do, not tortas, tapas. Spanish people are the tapas people. And then pizza is the Italian people. But yet, there's a pizza joint where I live.
Mamma mia.
Yeah, there's a pizza joint called Chicago Pizza where I live. But underneath it says the Indian way. And I was like, what does that mean?
How does that work?
Like the Indians are hijacking pizza from the Italians.
Are we talking Native American?
What I was questioning too. And then I thought we should get the Washington football team on this. They will squash that shit real fast.
You need to change your name.
They kill everything Native American. And then I found out it's not Native American. It's the East Indians. Like, you know,
they got curry pizza.
You know, the ones that call you for your IRS and all that. And
Oh, the scams? The scam callers? Yeah,
those guys.
So they're scamming pizza now. Yeah, huh? It's not even a real pizza place. No, it's a scam.
I go in, let me get a pepperoni. My friend, not only do you not want to order pepperoni, I need your social security number. Like, what? I just want a pizza, man. Your warranty and your car's running out. Everything? You guys
if
have
you,
all the calls?
If you don't here? Give us your social security card number, there'll be a sheriff showing up.
Oh, the best
There's
part
a
is,
warrant out for your arrest.
The best part is their menu is just all the calls.
Mm.
And then it tells you on the side you can pay with Best Buy and Target cards because they always ask for that.
Oh, man. Fresh out of Target cards.
Yeah.
No problem. We can go. Yeah. I'll take you to the store. Let's go get them.
Are you sure the IRS wants a Best Buy card?
I don't think that's a very efficient way to fund the government.
Maybe they need new laptops. I don't know. Wow. Taco. What's your favorite taco as we're sitting here in our taco mobile? I mean, you just straight up like a carne asada fella.
I'm like, it's a toss up because I like carne asada and carnitas tacos.
Yeah, and then does it matter where you get the tacos from? I mean, or is this more or less where you're at the moment?
Everybody's tacos are definitely not the same.
No. Our tacos are like A class A tacos.
Well, our tacos are phenomenal.
Yeah,
throw that out there.
Hey, you can also catch us on 103rd and F this Saturday. That's where we're gonna be at. Posted up. So catch us at the taco truck.
Yep. I'm going to set out a little gazebo and some chairs out for outdoor dining. Mm-hmm.
You have to, yeah. Well, we're a taco truck. You can't eat inside of us.
Well, so. You can stay if we
you can
set
stay
and chairs.
You can like chit chat with us and talk about Wonton Wednesdays and whatnot. But I don't know. To me, you're right. Tacos just depends. I don't like when they fry them too much, the taco shell.
You don't like it crispy or you don't like it burnt?
I don't like it greasy. Sometimes I'll get a greasy taco shell. You like the greasy stuff?
I like it dripping all over my face.
Do you want just
my
like
beard?
Do you order like, hey, can I get the carnitas and a little cup of grease on the side?
No. That's if you're going to do carnitas, it's given you're getting grease because carnitas
are fried.
Yeah,
you're getting grease no matter what.
Yep.
Man, I'm a straight vegetarian taco eater. Yeah, so I just said, give me the shell and pour some sour cream in there.
And a little drip of lettuce.
Just a little bit of lettuce.
It's some shredded cheese.
I'm going to go one day and just be like, hey, tell you what, put a little beef, okay? Let's put some onions. You guys have ketchup? Pour a little bit of ketchup. Oh, meatloaf, you smell some meatloaf? And run away. don't even pay for it. Just make them have them make it and run away.
Make it and run away. Yep, that's a meatloaf taco. You're welcome.
They just look at it and they're like, I don't understand what had just happened.
Run off.
He just
meatloaf taco.
I invented that shit, bitch. And then they yelled back to me, no, the French did.
You right?
Said, God damn it.
I didn't know anybody knew.
I Googled it. Damn you, Google. Damn you. Oh, man.
Taco Tuesday's off to a great start.
Taco Tuesday, everyone.
Love Taco Tuesdays.
Taco Tuesday, just two of us here chopping it up. That's Chuck the Rap Star. I'm nuts. We're famous rappers. We're famous people that rap tacos up in.
That's right.
And sell them to you.
Spread the meat and roll it. Wrap the taco, baby.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You know, I was wondering, where'd you get the Rap Star part of your name? Because I was thinking, we were recording music for a long time. You were just Chuck. And then you're like, I'm Chuck the Rap Star. And I thought, that is a grandioso name. It's like, that is a way to throw it out there. I'm not just Chuck the Rapper, goddammit. I'm a rap star.
That what you just said is the exact reason why. That's literally the exact reason why.
Just to kind of put it out there.
Because we'll check this out. If my name is ever on a marquee, ever.
Just Chuck the Rap Star.
Chuck the Rap Star's here.
And people are going to be like, we should stop in here. This rap star guy's performing. You ever heard of him? No, but he's a rap star.
He's a rap star.
You think Bill Gates is going, I'm going to change my name to Billionaire Gates?
I mean, if I was him, I would. Yeah. That's not a bad name for him. That's actually a pretty dope rap name. He became a rapper.
Billionaire Gates. I just thought I was thinking about it. I was like, that's a way to go about it. Just, I'm not.
Well, it was
Chuck
the confidence
the
level. So it was,
that's a boost.
It's the confidence level and just the interesting thought when people read the name.
Oh, yeah. Chuck the Rap Star.
So even if they've never seen me and they see the name on the marquee or they see a song scrolling through Spotify, they're going to see Chuck the Rap Star and be like, oh, man, let me check if this guy can rap.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
The rap star.
It's almost like you're not testing your own confidence. You're testing the consumer's confidence in you. This guy's a rap star? Let me check. Then he has a song called Rap Star. And they're like, son of a bitch, he's not lying to me.
This guy's fucking good.
Really telling me the truth. He's a rap star. He's telling that's me it. In the song and every time he says his name that he's a rap star.
I thought Chuck, I mean, I liked Chuck for a very long time. I just thought it was super plain. And then
you went by Chuck D for a while.
Yes, Chuck D.
People were
that,
like,
that Chuck name was D. copywritten, actually.
Wait a second.
I had to drop the D.
This guy from Public Enemies?
Right? That literally happened.
I know.
The first single we dropped on iTunes.
This is great. And then me changing my name to Nuts So Fresh. You wouldn't want to turn this down. Have yourself a bite.
That's a long ass name. It's almost like it's a commercial. You've become a campaign, a slogan.
Campaign. Like, come to the show tonight. Nuts So Fresh. We're going to turn this down and have a bite with Chuck the Rap Star. Like, God damn, I have to go now.
This sounds like a phenomenal show. Clearly, it's
a cooking show and somebody's rapping. And I'm going to show up.
We've got to check this out.
I need some samples. They walk in. It's just two guys rapping. They're like, hey, when does the cooking start? What are you talking about? The cook, the guy, the Nuts So Fresh guy.
Is he guaranteed about the taste? What are we talking about here?
Is there a sample table here? They're like, no, this is it. Oh. Well, they're rap stars. I'll listen for a while.
That's how you usher them in.
Yep. And then we pass out coupons for Meatloaf Mondays and everything. And
yes.
I wonder if that would work. If like you couldn't pull an audience to your shows, but you promised
give away food.
Yeah, coupons.
Well, I mean, think of all those scam people that try to get you to buy pots and pans for like $3,000, and for showing up, they give you a free 2-night stay somewhere.
Oh, you mean the people that basically are trying to get you to do what is that called? Timeshare bullshit.
They do timeshares. Yeah, it's endless now. They do timeshares. Yeah. Oh, they sell high-end appliances, and just for showing up, you get a free 2-night stay like $200 in grocery.
Yeah, coupons. You see those people at the fairs.
Yep.
And they're like, look at this machine go. You're like, how much is it? $1,500 to blend your avocados. You're like, I could use some avocados.
I need that. Well, someone almost got me on some pots and pans.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about. I know what you're talking about.
Is the ones that, because their main thing was that every other set of pots and pans, when you heat it up, it triggers a humidify or what was it called?
The hermaphrodites, yes.
Yes, hermaphrodites, yes. They come and they dick you down.
And they go by a different name now. Don't call them half for that. They call intersex. No, seriously. They call themselves intersex now. Think about that.
Anywho, I think it was called formaldehyde. I think that's what
it is. Yes.
Formaldehyde. And then I was like, oh shit, I'm poisoning my family. Fuck, I need to spend this
now.
$100 on an egg pan.
These are ironclad, weren't they?
Copper. It's either iron or copper.
I know which guys you're talking about. And I watched them and I'm locked in.
Oh yeah,
and they go, look at this pan. You see this pan right here? This pan is anti-abortion free. You're like, what? Sign me up. So I signed up. Come to find out, I had an abortion. Because of the pan.
It's because you started off with the hermaphrodites. They got you pregnant.
Intersex. Calm down.
Intersex.
They got you pregnant,
and they had to switch the pans.
My goodness, that whole thing is hilarious. I just read that too. They're not called hermaphrodites, they're called intersex. They want to just change it up because hermaphrodite sounded alien. Like, you know, hey, what are you? I'm a hermaphrodite. Like, whoa, that's interesting. And what would that entail?
I mean, it's not as bad as the people that claim themselves to be non-binary.
Yeah, you can't claim something. Just I'm neutral to everything.
We're over here just making fun of the LGBTQ alphabet boy soup community. Wait,
do LGBT, the hermaphrodites, fall into that?
I would imagine.
I mean, are they anyway gay?
Well, I mean, if it's a woman up top with a ding-a-ling on the bottom.
Well, hermaphrodites have both parts.
Yeah, they got tits and...
They got everything. Tits. They literally have everything. He got it all. I used to say about Bruce Jenner, it was a rap line, and it was... I think of something really crazy, like he cut off his dicks, traded it for tits, pumped up his lips, and then hid in the closet with a gun because he regretted it. Something to that effect. It was kind of wild. Anyway,
I don't think he chopped off the Franks and beans.
I think he did. No, I think he went full. I think he's fully Caitlyn, like 100% all in. Like, he chips on the table, you know, no bluffing. Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. He can no longer participate in Sausage Saturdays. Yeah. Well, you can.
He can.
Think about it. He's kind of an expert in all parts now.
He is.
Like, he knows ways around the parts.
He's a sex biologist.
Man, that's wild. Wild. Hopefully he donated to science or something like that. This is a Olympic gold dick.
No, I would have kept it. If that's the route I was going.
He kept it.
I would have put that shit in a jar. And that's exactly what I'd put underneath it on the shelf.
He put it in the same case beside his gold medals.
His medals, and I'd put right underneath it, Olympic gold winner dick.
And then people walk in, oh, look here. This is my Olympic gold medal from when I won in the 70s. This is my dick. Excuse me?
This is the dick I had when I won the medal.
I had that on me when I won those medals. Like, really? Yeah, on the medal stand, my dick was there too. Yep. Amazing.
There it is. Can you imagine how many people would try to steal it if they knew it was in there?
Oh, but does he like get it gold plated? I think that's what I would do. I would think I'd have it like bronzed almost, like
right. Of course, you could elaborate. I shouldn't say elaborate. You could make it bigger than it was at that point.
Oh, you put a base on it. You gotta have a base. That's a sit on something. I mean, and you know, they're like, why isn't it sitting on a pair of balls? Because I like the way the Eiffel Tower looks, so I just put it on that.
That's exactly what I did.
It's huge. Yes.
Chris Jenner walks in. It wasn't that big.
Yeah. Well, she doesn't care. She's like, I only now date black award-winning dicks.
Taco Tuesday is off to a great start, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, Taco Tuesday. Hey, so this is episode one of Taco Tuesday. Thanks for tuning in here. We're on the nerdsreviews.com network. Nerds talking and yeah, good times, man. Rock and roll. Sheesh. I mean, we went from food to the lopped off
to dicks.
Penises, yeah.
Solid gold.
Which is a dicks. Easy transition. You know,
no, I mean, when you think about it, Sausage Saturdays, solid gold dicks.
Yeah, you're at a restaurant and he's like, hey, sir, did you look at the menu yet? Yep. What do you want to order? Dicks. Excuse me? I don't know. Like, what? You say dick, sir? If you have any, I'll take it. But if you don't, I'll take some meatloaf.
Yep. That's a perfect follow-up.
You are at the P.F. Chang's. Oh. Well, first of all, why do you speak Asian? I mean, why do you have an accent, sir? It's P.F. Chang's. Most of your waiters are Mexican.
In that case, is it Wonton Wednesday? Do you guys have the Wonton Wednesday
Yeah, Wonton Wednesdays? It's Tequila Thursday! Like, oh, you do have tequila. You have a
this
bar.
Is all backwards.
Yeah, I don't know. It's Taco Tuesday, man. So, all right, well, that's our show. Thanks for tuning in to Taco Tuesday, everyone.
Taco Tuesday!
Join us every Tuesday for just a boatload of shenanigans.
It's just complete random.
Nutso, Chuck, the rap star. That's what we've come down.
We're still working out the menu. So,
yeah, remember 103rd and F Street. If we're not there, we're on 104th and F Street.
Because mention the first episode and you'll get a free taco.
Yeah, just say, hey, man, we heard your first episode. And the reason why might be on 104th because there's a little taqueria that we like. We might have to get some tacos, even though we have a taco truck.
We might sell you their shit.
Yeah, be honest, we ordered a lot of their stuff, then drive back to 103rd. And then, like, Chuck will run back and forth. We just got to order burritos. We don't make burritos. Just run down the street. And he's on a little bird scooter, and it's fantastic, man.
Segway.
Yeah. Oh, you're on a Segway.
I'll be on a Segway.
Wow. Thank you. You don't see Segways anywhere. Really? Where are you going to get one? You're going to keep it in the back of the truck? You're going to buy one?
Strap it to the roof or something.
Kind of like Ninja Turtles, where they just, like, out the back, another vehicle jumps out. Boom. Yep. And you just ride off down the street on your little
Segway. Though we won't be in motion, I'll just jump out the back.
True.
Just drive right out the back door.
I'll purposely drive around the block to get you going.
To drop me? To give me a drop?
Yeah. And people are like, where are you going? Just, right. You're going to watch. You want to watch?
You just drop me off right in front of the place. I don't even move. I just hop off the Segway.
Just drive me off a block away. You just drive back with like bags and bags of burritos. Got the burritos.
You guys don't even have cooking utensils inside the truck.
We got to upcharge like hell on those burritos.
Just in order to make a profit. Jesus Christ.
We're the worst. Anyway, 103rd and F Street this weekend, everyone. Join us.
And if you don't see us, keep looking.
We'll be there. We'll be there.
Mention the first episode and Sausage Saturdays and get a free taco.
Get a free taco. Taco of your choice. We make tacos of all kinds. Shrimp tacos.
Gold dick tacos.
We take fruity pebble tacos. You name it, man.
Oh, I love fruity pebble tacos.
Yeah, I know you like fruity pebbles in general. All right, thanks for tuning in, everyone. Taco Tuesday, Nutso out.
Peace.
Tell him you're out. Tell him you're leaving and stuff.
Chuck the Rap Star is out the building.
Whoa. Whoa. Oh, we're in a taco
I've left
truck.
Already.
Yeah. All right. Oh, see you guys next time.
I'm sorry.
Thanks for stopping by and tacoing about it. Don't forget, new shows every Tuesday. Tell your friends, like, subscribe.
Nerds Talking. Brand new episodes every Friday on Nerd Reviews Network. Subscribe and turn on your notifications so you don't miss out. Ka-chow.